USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Super Bowl 53 is underway at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. Gladys Knight sang the national anthem ahead of the game, and the NFL paid tribute to the civil rights movement. Just before the Super Bowl coin toss, a clip was shown of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's daughter, Dr. Bernice King, was the person chosen to flip the coin, and she was joined by Congressman John Lewis and Andrew Young. Los Angeles won the coin toss, but deferred, giving the Patriots the ball first. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA, that's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Virginia's former Governor Terry McAuliffe made an appearance on CNN's State of the Union to talk about the controversy surrounding Ralph Northam's racist yearbook photo. McAuliffe told host Jake Tapper that Northam should resign and allow Virginia to put the incident behind it.
The head of the Black Caucus yesterday said if he doesn't resign, they'll move to remove him themselves from the legislature. So we just need to put this behind us. We need to move forward, and that's what we have to do.
On the Super Bowl Sunday, President Trump told CBS's Face the Nation he would be concerned if his son Barron wanted to play football in school.
I think the NFL is a great product, but I really think that as far as my son, well, I've heard NFL players saying they wouldn't let their sons play football. So it's not totally unique, but I would have a hard time with it.
Trump says his 12-year-old son is more interested in soccer anyway. Back in 2016, Trump had been critical of rule changes for safety, calling them soft. But now he calls it a dangerous sport with the potential for serious head injuries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Super Bowl isn't the only NFL news this weekend. USA's Chris Barnes has details on some honors and awards.
Voted Saturday into the Pro Football Hall of Fame were former NFL stars Tony Gonzalez, Champ Bailey, Ed Reed, and Ty Law, among a few others. Meanwhile, current Eagles defensive end Chris Long has won the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award in front of his peers at the 2019 NFL Honors in Atlanta. Current KC Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes' breathtaking breakthrough season earned him the NFL's Most Valuable Player Award and also the Associated Press 2018 Offensive Player of the Year. And Colts quarterback Andrew Luck was chosen Comeback Player of the Year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't expect to see President Trump's son Barron on the football field anytime soon. USA's Rick Vincent explains.
President Trump tells CBS's Face the Nation he would be concerned if his son Barron wanted to play football in school.
I think the NFL is a great product, but I really think that as far as my son, well, I've heard NFL players saying they wouldn't let their sons play football. So it's not totally unique, but I would have a hard time with it.
Trump says his 12-year-old son is more interested in soccer anyway. Back in 2016, Trump had been critical of rule changes for safety, calling them soft. But now he calls it a dangerous sport with the potential for serious head injuries. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.